South Dakota is seeking to do more business in Japan and South Korea, a move which could create higher demand for South Dakota farmers and commercial businesses. South Dakota Trade hosted a delegation of agriculture and business leaders from across the Rushmore state, bringing buyers and sellers together during a recent trade visit in East Asia. South Dakota Soybean Executive Director Jerry Schmitz and Assistant Executive Director Kevin Scott were part of the delegation. Scott explains he and Schmitz discovered ag producers and the infrastructure in Japan and South Korea are aging, creating opportunities for South Dakota farmers.
The need there is more protein, of course, and better quality protein. And what we like to focus at here in South Dakota is shipping, of course, the raw soybean, but we would prefer to sell the meat and the beef, the pork, the chickens, you know, a value-added product coming from South Dakota, and they're very interested in those things.
Selling value-added agriculture into East Asia boosts economic activity for South Dakota, supporting agriculture and Main Street. As soybean processing expands in the state, the supply of soybean meal is rising, creating more possibilities for both meat and soy meal exports. Scott believes this trade mission was an opportunity to promote South Dakota exports while strengthening ties for future business in our state.
When they feel like they can call somebody here in the United States or in South Dakota that has an answer that is both logical and economically feasible, they're going to do that. And that's what these trade missions are for, is to open the channels of communication.
He says growing relationships with Japan and South Korea help soybean farmers diversify their markets beyond China. I'm Pam Gebert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.